Yesterday we spoke about. I'm missing the last one.
I'm missing the original.
And that's where the original went.
Yeah,
I was looking for the original one.
Yeah.
Where's all the original? Someday I can give it.
The first page.
No, I gave you the first page.
Last page.
First page is Yavon Yoedi.
I have it.
No, this I don't have. And the last page I don't have.
Last page no one has.
What do you mean no one has?
What is it?
That's
okay, but
I figured out the. I'll give you the last page. I have to bring it. Great story.
Okay? Yeah.
We don't have the beginning.
What?
Tough.
So, can I get the last page and I'll put it on the internet?
To bring it.
Okay.
To bring it in.
And also, where's it from?
Some new newspaper which I never saw before.
Okay, that I saw, but I need a reference.
Feature? I have no idea. It's something from newspaper.
English update.
Okay, fine, whatever it was. I don't know. I don't really use these things. I just saw this interesting article and I talked about it. Took it
home.
So we talk about Aposhat Rubotu Masrut. Yesterday we spoke about what is exactly. Avram here. What is exactly Chayev? What is obligated from Tumas Masrut? Which perot, which vegetables, and from when? Which years? We talk about this five types of Tumas Masrut. Five types. There's a. Three types, which are every year of the 6 years of the Shemitah, not Shemitah, and two, which one is on the Maaser Sheni, is on the first, second, fourth, and fifth, the Maaser Ani is on three and six. If you don't mind to close the door, I can hear myself. So, now, who could do Maaser? Soon we're going to learn how to do Maaser. We learn what needs Maaser. Now we're going to learn in which types of Maaser there are. Now we're going to learn who could do Maaser. Aprashat Trumot Maasrot Yechola Laasot Rak Al Yedei Baal Aperot O Al Yedei Shlucho Bitnai Shashaliach Yehudi Gadol Ubar Da'at. That's the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch passes like this. Trumot Maaser could be done only by the owner, or by his shaliach, someone he's sent, as long as the shaliach is a Jew, and he's an adult, and he's sane. If he's not Jewish, or if he's Jewish but he's under 13, right? Or he's over 13 and he's Jewish but he's not sane, he's insane.
He has to be religious, Orthodox?
He has to be, that's called sane,
no? So, the leftists are insane.
I don't know, leftist, right? It's a Gita or mitzvahs. Ken? It could be a man or a woman. Your wife could do it. Your children could do it too much of myself as long as they know what they're doing. Your wife and your daughter could do it at home without even asking you, even though you're the one who owns the fruit and vegetables. And they don't own it. They could also do it. Why? Because of course you let them. Ken? If you go to someone and do too much of myself without him letting you, so it's not considered Truma Samaisa, the same thing we spoke about, Chala. Remember, Poshas Chala? You can't do a Poshas Chala for the same idea, for someone if he doesn't let you.
Right.
To let you, or appoint you to do it, and then he can do it. If he's under 13, he shouldn't do Truma Samaisa. But if he's over 12, and he did Truma Samaisa, okay, we trust it. You don't have to do again. If you could trust him, if he knows what he's doing. Okay? Chatchila, 13. He's under 13 and over 12, and he did. Yotze Zayin.
Someone who's adult is a shoyter.
What?
Someone who's adult.
Yeah, he's a shoyter.
But he's a.
Not normal?
Not normal.
No. Yes.
Also, like a child.
Like a child? He doesn't have das.
There's no training for this.
No training?
Is that what you're saying?
He
just has to know what to do?
No, he has to teach him how to do it. So we're going to learn what to do.
Right.
That's what we're training now, all of us.
Right. As of right now, if we don't know what to do, we get
through. If you go to eat by someone, and you know, I don't know why will you eat by his house, but let's you know he's a koifer, he's against anything, he doesn't want anything religious done in his house. Anything. Don't do tumas, don't do my. And now he serves you from his tree apples. What should he do? Take your apple, lift it up. Who owns it now? You do. He gave it to you. Right? Now you can do ma'aser for you. He can't do ma'aser on his stuff, you can do ma'aser on your stuff.
Happens to us, we go to.
What?
Happens to us because we go to my wife's family was a type, they're not religious, the grandparents and stuff. Here, have this apple on this roof. Where'd you buy it from? They don't tell us. We don't know.
Do that a book.
Yeah. No idea. Like, or if it's on their tree, it would be open about it.
If you have a fruit that two people own, so one can do ma'aser without asking the other, it's fine. He doesn't have to ask permission from the other. He also owns. Okay, now we're going to learn how you do it. That's what everyone really wants to know. We're going to learn it all. The lesson today, how you do ma'aser. And then we're going to talk about Orla next week. Well, I love this. I love learning this with you. I'm learning so much. We're learning together. No, I'm not a rabbi. So, open aposha, the way you do the aposha. Noagim kayom lafrid v'foal rak tzat yoter me'echad chelkei mea mi'aperot mistakim ba'amirat nusach kamporat le'alam. The minhag today, since the aposha sumas is only the rabbanon and not the oraisa,
but there's still a question.
So the minhag is to take off only, how much do we take off ma'aser? We don't take off ma'aser. We take off 100 of the fruit. For example, if you have 100 apples, you want to do ma'aser on, you take off one apple. If you usually you don't have 100 apples, right? What do you have usually? Let's say 10 apples. You bought a bag of 10 apples, 15 apples. And she's making baked apples for Shabbos and there's guests. So how much is 100 of it? A slice, a thin slice.
I think more than 100.
Huh?
100 more.
You're right. A little bit more than 100. Okay? 101. 100? A piece of 100 of all? Take all, divide into 100 pieces. Take one piece and a little bit more than that. Okay? And then you say the Nusach. The Nusach that's written in the Siddur. And if you don't understand what you're saying, it's a problem. So we'll see. You have it in English also. I hope. The article, right?
Yeah.
Should have it in English.
I haven't seen it. Okay.
The minhag is also that before you do the aprasha, you wet your hands and touch the fruit. Why? Why? Same thing to do with challah. Since you can't give it to a kohen, right? You can't stamp throw it to the garbage because it's holy. What do? You contaminate it with tuma. If your hands are wet, contamination is transferred only through wetness. If your hands are dry, you can't in your tummy, tuma sir daim, it doesn't transfer to the food. But if you wet it with your hand, and your hand is tummy, so then you made in tummy. That's the minhag, you don't have to. Another thing about Tuma, soon we'll learn exactly what you do. Chovah lafrish Tuma min hamukah. Klomar, shebishat ha'afrasha al kol ha'perot liot smukhim u'krovim zeh lazeh. You must do the ha'afrasha, must shulchanoch writes this down. The ha'afrasha has to be when they're all in one place. They don't have to be in a basket, they can be together, not two apples here, two apples here, and two apples here. I'm doing ma'aser on this. That can sit it together. Together is together. Okay? The same thing we said with challah, if you remember. They have to be together. What does that mean together by challah? Either in the same bowl, or if you covered it together with a towel. Here, you don't have to cover it anything. You have to put it together. It's seen together. Not a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here. Okay?
You can't take it by bracket. Can't like say this is mice and all the stuff also that's in my orchard as well.
Right, we can't do that. After all, if they are on the counter, they're all on the counter, you can still do mice, it's still considered together. Yeah? But if you have here 10 apples, and on the bag there are 10 apples, and on the table a few apples, you can't do maaser. They bring them all to your counter and do the maaser together.
But if you have 10 bags on the counter,
perfect.
Is that what they do in his factory?
One second.
Sort the fruit?
What do they do?
In the factories that sort the fruit.
Yeah.
Apples, oranges, whatever. Do they take maaser from that?
Yeah, he takes maaser.
He's taking maaser.
The mashgiach takes maaser.
Okay, so somebody there is doing that.
Yeah.
Because I went to a curate. They stay out of the
office. Right. Of course they do maaser.
They're washing curates and putting them in containers to go overseas. And I just wondered if they take maaser.
This daily out of action that the rabbi should keep the kibbutz. The rabbi of the kibbutz say. What? Soon we'll see what we do with the maaser. Now we're going to learn how you do maaser. Now we're learning how to do maaser. Then we're going to learn what you do with the maaser. Okay? Okay. We have a vision of daily out. יש פה אחד שגדל שם, גלעד לוי, הוא לא מהשואה, הוא ראות הספרדים. If they're in closed bags, you have a problem. If the bags are closed and they're all on the counter, it's a problem. They're considered separate. Open the bag. Open the container. Open the... Yeah, make them open so they're considered together. Okay? Now, if you do it... Or you could also take a towel, like we said, and put it over all of them. Then even if they're closed, fine, it's considered one. Or you can put them all in a big basket, in a big laundry basket, if you have a lot. עכשיו, כאשר מפרישים מכמה מיני פירות, יש להקיף כל מין בפני עצמו. He says here, that when you do a few types of fruits, you should do it separately. Put the cabbage in one place, the carrots in one place, the peaches in another place, separately. אין מפרישים מין שאינו מינו. אלא מכל מין פירות או ירק בפני עצמו, אבל מפרישים מזן על זן של אותו פרי. כן? You don't do maaser from carrots on cucumbers. Taking from the carrot and say struma also on the cucumbers. Or taking peaches and doing also on the pomegranate. No. You do each one for itself. But, if you have two types of the same fruit, for example, okay, good. Or anavim, grapes, exactly, which are the same fruit, but a different type of fruit. Or you have what came out just now, the shizifim. The plums, a few types of plums, many types of plums. But it's plums. Yeah, so then you can do the maaser, you don't have to separate them, you can do maaser on one, all of them. פירות הדר, citric fruit, you should do separately each type. Even though they're the same family, they're different fruits.
Like pears and apples.
Pears and apples, the same family. What's about the star fruit? The star fruit also is apple? Star fruit is also apple?
Star fruit?
Yeah, you know star fruit?
Yeah.
It tastes like an apple.
No?
I thought it was like an apple. I don't think it grows here anyways. They sell it to the store in the shul, it sells only weird things. You know?
Yeah.
Towards the end of the shul. Right. If you're coming from a group design and left. They sell only weird things. Purple and pink and all these weird.
Then on Agrippa, on the other side of the street, there is imports only.
Import.
You really have to check the hectares.
If it's imports, then you have hectares.
If it's vegetables,
no, if it's vegetables, anyway, yeah.
No, I'm talking about classic stuff. Garbage.
fruits and vegetables. Because in out of the country, a lot of times apples and pears like that, and fruits like that have a shellac put on them to keep them shiny.
Well, that could be problematic.
And it's made of shellac. And shellac is made from a bug.
We spoke about this before.
Okay. That's why you still have to have that.
Or peel it. Peel it.
What kind of peels to you?
Yeah, whatever appeals to you.
Exactly.
Also problematic.
No, but they said the
schlaf,
I think,
were
like apples, kosher for
Pesach. Top. Chabad, they peel it off.
Things like the shum, dry garlic.
For Pesach's problem.
The white or dry garlic is a problem because they try to dry them
with
flour.
Flour.
Right. Garlic makes the wheat too.
Grown up to the mela, but they put this flour in order to dry it. It's problematic for Pesach. That's why for Pesach, what Hashem made it, that what grows for Pesach, right before Pesach?
Garlic.
All the fresh garlic. So my wife buys about this amount, and it's enough till the middle of the winter. She buys a ton of garlic, fresh. It's a little expensive then, but no mishanah.
It's also good to hang a stalk of garlic on the window at the design of life.
Yeah?
Yeah,
it's on my window, really. So I dry it. Yeah.
It's also good to
eat it.
Where the weather, where will vampires let this?
Tub.
Fresh poisons.
אין מפרישים פירות שאינם חייבים בתרומות ומעשרות הפירות החייבים או להפך. If you have fruit which are chayav tumas umaisos, and you have the same fruit, a different batch is not chayav, you can't take off from what's not chayav and what is chayav, and or take off what's chayav and right. Right. Get the idea? Right? Mm-hmm. By the way, it used to be in the time of Chazal, you're supposed to take out the nice fruit to give the poor. This. Today is not like that. Since it's only the Rabbanu, you don't take out the nicest. You can take also the not nice one. Anyways, you're not giving it batash because you're throwing out, right?
Well, we're giving it to the animals, right?
No.
Yeah.
Can't benefit
from it. To the zoo.
They gave it to the zoo.
Who gives it to the zoo?
All of people name, baby people name.
Yeah? So we'll see.
Factory food packers on that they give their mouth sale to the the biblical zoo. They get a mouth sale from all kinds of places. We know because a friend of my wife works there.
You can't eat the
and they give it to them.
What is the problem to give it to them? I'm pretty sure you can't give it to the zoo.
Yeah. When you're down with
I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to give it to the zoo. Maybe they get. I don't think it, I think it's problematic, and then it's like it's given to the
well, it's given to a Cohen, and Cohen gives it to the zoo.
Yeah, that's what they do.
That's what they do. What they do.
Because maybe through that is okay.
When we were making, when we did our pilot trip, we went to the zoo.
Liability.
So, okay, now let's see how exactly you do it. You have the fruit. You take a little bit of the fruit. Now, how much is a little bit? We said
100%.
A little bit more than 1%. Exactly. A little bit more than 1%.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah,
if you have one apple,
yeah.
Divide it in your head to 100 pieces, and take off of it one piece and a little bit more than that.
I remember reading in who was it? Sadi Gaon.
No.
He says, imagination, in the imagination, you don't want to imagine things, because in your imagination, you could take a pie and you could cut it up infinitely. But the truth is, you can't in reality.
You can't cut an apple into 100?
No, and you'll say you can cut up infinitely. You'll say you can imagine things in your mind.
I'm not telling you what to do. You take an apple and you take up a piece which is 1/100 of the apple. Understand?
Do you want it easier? No,
you can estimate. You can estimate.
You don't have to calculate.
I
guess that's the question.
But if you have 100 apples, then you take off one apple.
Okay? And a bit from another one.
And a little bit from another one, exactly. So,
two apples.
No, it's too much.
It's 50%.
You take more. Umavdili misha apples. You take a little bit off and separate from other. Shh. Please listen now. I can't focus like this. You take up one of 100 of the fruit, of the fruit that you do in the Meister, and you put it aside. If it's for short tevel, meaning it's from your tree, or if it's from your friend gave it to you and told you it's not meiser, right? And for sure it's tevil. You make a bracha. You take, right? You put it aside and you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidshanu Mitzvah Mitzvanu, Leafrish Terumot U'Ma'asot. And then you say the whole Nusach is in the Siddur, you're telling him, whatever it is, you say it, even without understanding, and Baya. Yeah, because it's the Rabbanan, we just to keep the Nusach. Yeah?
You haven't said the
bracha,
you understand, but the rest
of it. Yeah, the bracha, yeah. If it's a ma'isa sheni year, which year is first, second, fourth, and fifth, that's a ma'isa sheni year, not this year. This year is the sixth year. In 2 years, it will be a ma'isa sheni. Right? So then you do, after the bracha, okay? You say a different bracha. What do? If it's ma'isa sheni, a different bracha you say. What's the bracha you do? ברוך אתה השם וקרמך למשל כדי שם לצבנו על פדיון מעשר שני. זה ברכה. על פדיון מעשר שני. It's written also in the
Siddur.
I think it's instead. One second. כן, it's instead. יש פה טעות.
That's when you were giving
me all the coins. I think it's an addition, I'm not sure. I'm going to ask about between two or one. I'll tell you on Sunday. Okay, so we'll go on. There's two brachas to make on the Maestro Sheni. You make another bracha. Shaki Yishanu Apidion Maestro Sheni. Now, someone who does the Tumas Ma'asos, you have to know that you're doing Tumas Ma'asos. Part of it is Tumas, and part of it is this, and part of it is that. To understand that what you're doing. And it's not a surprise. Even if you don't understand word for word what you're saying, you have to know what's going on. Yeah? But, according, Chazon Ish said, if someone doesn't have the Nusach, he doesn't know. So then, even if he didn't say the whole Nusach, he just said, this is Ma'asos, and you understand that you're doing Ma'asos, it's Yotzeh.
According to like the tradition brought down, the
Rabbanim, something that they didn't. Okay. Like the way the Rabbanim. Right. Yeah, that's the Chazon Ish. If someone did Meister and something needs a bracha, if we got to say the bracha, like we said, the mitzvah is done even without the bracha. What do you do with this Meister? Fine, I did the Meister. Now, what do I do with it?
And how quickly is it going to be good that someone else could use it and it's going to be garbage?
So, Truma Gdola and Trumat Maaser, which is the 100th, right? No one's allowed to enjoy it. No one's allowed to benefit from it. Right? And even though you're allowed to destroy it right away, the minhag not to throw it in the garbage, it's not covered. You put it in two bags, you put it in the garbage, or if you have a special bag, and you wait a few days till it rots and then put it in the garbage. Okay? Yeah, put it aside for 3 days and then put it in. Yeah. So the Maaser Sheni, we don't separate the Maaser Sheni. We don't say. What did we used to do with Maaser Sheni in time of Chazal? Okay.
Eat in
Yerushalayim in purity. Now we can't do that now. So what do? We take the kedusha that's there on the fruit, and we transfer it onto a coin. We take that coin. What do we do with it? Destroy it. The Gemara says you throw it to Yam HaMelech. Right? Or you can take a pliers and turn it into nothing, into something that you can't use anymore. So, and that's where the Kedusha went into the money, and the money is holy. No one can use it in our days, so you just destroy it.
So it's better to destroy it by throwing the whole ocean, right?
The ocean is not good, only the Dead Sea.
I'm saying Yom
Yeah, I'm see that Yom Melech is for sure good. It disintegrates.
Oh, okay, it's salt.
Salt, exactly. It's very. That's why only Yom Melech. And it does not float. So.
Can a person wait? So they know they're going there?
Yeah. Put it aside, just make sure that this coin, you know that's set aside, make a mark on it, I don't know.
Usually what you do, it's a big process, because you take like an hour of the rope, let's say, and you keep redeeming it all to another thing, so you always have like, this is 1,000th of the real value of what I've redeemed.
How much is, you know, so that's what I wanted to say now, that you have to have a pruta worth in this thing. So how much is a pruta? Ken?
Is it a cent now?
No, a pruta is 1/40th of a gram of 1 gram of pure silver. How much is pure silver today? Yeah. How much is pure silver today? 2.5 shekels?
No, it's what, $15? No, $35 an ounce.
What?
$35 an ounce.
I don't know what an ounce is. How much is a gram?
It's 20 ounces. It's,
I have the other one.
20 troy ounces to a. 28. No, you're talking about troy ounces.
What did you say? Ounce?
No.
Like, it's I have here ounces. 1 second.
No, that's not troy ounces. Troy ounces is different.
Ounces?
Troy ounces is different.
Like, how much ounces?
It's $35 per troy ounce.
What's a troy ounce?
And there are 20 troy ounces to a. Just sorry, 20 grams to a troy ounce, if I remember right.
28 grams is $35. Divided to $35, come out with 0.8 times.
Divided by 4.
35.
No,
It's 2 shekels and 70 agaros. That's what I figured. What?
35 divided by 28.
What?
35 divided by 28.
Right, but it should be 20.
Well, what's troy? I've never heard of troy ounce. I know an ounce.
I know this is. I know for a fact that this is how much it is.
Metals.
I know that it's about two and a half shekels. So you divide this, and 1 ounce of 1 gram of silver is about 2.5 shekels, 270.
So then, that's 20 grams.
Divided to
more. Each one would be $125 per gram.
It doesn't matter
necessarily. Haga, lechalek le'arba'im. Kitzu. A pruta is very little. It's a few agorot, amash. Maybe 20 agorot, 30 agorot. Very, very little. Okay?
Maybe 4 shekels, 30 agorot.
A pruta is about 30 agorot. 40 agorot. Lo, there's amash me'at.
0.03
or something. What? 0.03. Okay, it's a me'at. So when you do a chilul a pruta, let's say you have 1 shekel. You could do 3 times and that's 1 shekel. You have a 5 shekel. So good. So it makes 2 brachas in any case.
It's
2. 2 brachas. 1 bracha for Tumas and Maestras. Maestras
Sheni is
a separate thing. And another bracha Maestras Sheni. Right.
No,
it's Sivan Arpidion Maestras Sheni. That's the bracha.
No, there's more afterwards.
It's sad there, but the bracha is that. And he sets aside a coin, and the coin has to be worth at least pruta. If he has a coin of 10 shekels, he could do many prutas there. Yeah? Kitsu. Get the idea?
Yeah.
So
what are we not coming by pruta?
Top.
Sure.
If you have Maisa Sheni and you live or you are in between the walls of Yerushalayim, the old city, so then you have to contaminate the fruit first. You must.
No.
Touch it with wet hands.
Just
splash
water on it.
Splash water on it, yeah.
That's called contaminating?
Yeah, because your hands are dirty. Or dirty, or spiritually dirty. And through liquid, the contamination transfers.
So, but nowadays I'm saying people, there's a lot of like wax, like we were talking about wax before, there's a lot of pesticides that people put on fruit. And I saw a documentary basically where if you go to a farmer and you ask, do they spray? They'll laugh at you because everybody sprays. Everybody sprays something. It's just...
No, so what's the point?
The question is, being that you still... there's still a level of washing, like people washing fruit off the pesticides.
So then, that's enough.
It's enough for it to be contaminated.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as you leave it wet.
So that's Maestro Sheni. Maestro Ani, which is the Maestro that we do this year. Okay? The third year and the sixth year of Shemitah. Right? If it's from Tevel Vadai, we know that needs a bracha, you give it to who? To Ani. Okay? A Jewish Ani. Okay? If it's Dmai, you don't have to give it to Ani. You can eat it yourself. Dmai, you weren't here the other year. Dmai is, you're not sure if it's Tevel or not. Suspect, yeah. What's considered Ani? Avrech Koilin, no. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Ani is considered someone who doesn't have a set parnasa. He doesn't have a set salary that he knows that he's organized, he knows what's going on in his life. Every month, he gets Avrech Koilin, that's what I'm saying. Ani Hagun, really? You checked it? Interesting. Okay. I have a story about this. Getzel. And when I do my serani, I usually take a nice piece of a whole apple. It's not nice to come to a friend and tell him and give him 1/100th of an apple. It's not so nice. Kind of embarrassing. Yeah? But if you take an apple, you say, oh, here, I did my serani. If the person not embarrassed, yeah, I'm never embarrassed if we'll give my son. So fine, you can eat it, enjoy it. So, another thing, I want to tell you a story about my son. So, we'll continue about my son tomorrow, but I want to tell you a story.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, not tomorrow. Tomorrow, Yom Rishon Bezot Hashem. I want to tell you, once my parents, the neighbor gave them fruit from the tree, lemons. And my parents did maestro. They gave him a lot of lemons. My parents did nice maestro for Aniim. And they gave it to me a few lemons. They said give it to Ani. They told me to give. I was a shaliach to give it to Ani. And I hung it in the hanger in my house, and I forgot about it. And what happened?
It rotted.
Yofi. Right after that happened, I threw it out. I said, "Okay, do fine. I forgot about it." And right after that, what happened? There was a mouse in my house, running around. I lived in the second floor. There's no mouse in the second floor. Mice in the second floor, usually. They're usually on the bottom.
They're in all the floors.
Okay, so... I didn't know what to do. I bought a trap. I bought the poison. I bought everything. Nothing works. There's a mouse in my house. It's in my kitchen. I see the poop. After this, nothing gonna help. So what did I do? So I told my friend the story. He said, it's because the Gemara said the whole story that they had the mice thing, but they didn't give mice. I said, really? I think I had mice in my house. I didn't do it. So I went to my friend has a... My friend has a...
The mice or the mouse?
My friend has a lemon tree. I took he gave me some lemons from the tree, and I gave them all to... I wanted to doctor lemons. I didn't have to do that. I gave it to a friend, a few lemons, and the next day the mouse was gone. Never saw him again. I saw it, Manash, you see how Hashem is, eye in the eye, you can see how Hashem is.
Next time you have a mouse problem, I'll bring over...
I prefer doing tshuva.
Five cats.
That's awesome.
I have five cats. They're all experts in paw to paw combat.
That's awesome.
And I have the cuts to prove it.
We're talking about it, Bodedut now.
They'll probably kill
on
the
page 218 in British Shalom.